Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Saturday, February the 25th, 2012. In the last podcast, I talked about something that happened to my wife, and it involved a total stranger and how she responded. I mentioned the point of the whole podcast was, we cannot control what other people do, but we can control our response and reaction to what they do. Well, guess what? That's the point of this podcast as well. And I hope you can see how this can work for you in dealing with people you know, family, friends, and acquaintances. Actually, this is really not that much different than what I shared in the last podcast, but it's a little harder for two reasons. One, it seems that it's so much easier for those we know and love to hurt us, to hurt our feelings. And number two, their doing or saying unkind things to us may very well be because of something we did to them, intentionally or unintentionally. Now, in the last podcast, I talked about what a total stranger did to Kathy. A pedestrian slammed her hand on her car and called her a couple of vulgar names, yelled about her driving, and then proceeded to cross the street. Now again, we can't control what other people do, but we can control our response and reaction. So she just let it go, didn't let it push any of her buttons, and actually felt sorry for the lady. But now what happens when someone you love acts rude or acts like a jerk? It hurts because you love them, and how could they act like that toward you? You know, sometimes people we love are just ungrateful. We do things for them, and then it's like no response back with any kind of gratitude. There are times when someone we love flies off the handle and gets really upset. You know, there are all kinds of scenarios and situations and reasons and so on. And we've all experienced them, right? Well, how did you respond? What did you do? Well, for me, personally, I always check myself first. That's the first thing I do. Did I do something, intentionally or unintentionally, that may have hurt them? I try to get real honest, and I've said it more than once. If I did something that hurt you, I'm sorry. Or if I know what it was, I admit I was wrong, and I apologize. So that's always the first thing I do. I check myself. But after that, and really, it's part of that as well, I try to walk with the love of God. When you really love people, it's not about you. It's about them. Yes, people do stupid things, and they say stupid things, and they're unkind, but that doesn't excuse me from walking in love, does it? Now, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean I let people walk all over me. I can be loving, but I'm not going to take abuse either. You know what Jesus meant when he said, turn the other cheek? In Bible times, to slap someone's cheek was a great insult. To turn the other cheek was to take the insult and even take another one, too. Insults don't hurt me physically, and I have to control my own mind so that they don't hurt me mentally. And the third thing that I do is forgive and forget. It's very easy to forgive others when you think about everything God has forgiven you. And he has forgiven you, hasn't he? Me too. More than once. More than twice. Forgiving people doesn't mean that what they did was okay. It just means that you are tossing it away, just like God does for us time and time again. You know, carrying anger, bitterness, revenge, all that stuff just eats away at you mentally, and it will affect you physically over time as well. Don't carry it. Release it. Let it go. Forgive them, and then move on with your life. So I always check myself. I try my best to love people, and I forgive and forget and refuse to carry bitterness and anger and revenge and all that stuff. And you know something, by the way, before I wrap it up here, God's love to us is really just so awesome, isn't it? You know, God's love to us was not in our response to our love toward him. First of all, God's nature is to love. The Bible says he is love. God is love. The Bible also says that he loved us first. In other words, he's the one who initiated the love. Why? Well, because that's his nature. and he demonstrated that love by giving his only begotten Son so that we could have eternal life. You know, there are three remarkable things about God's love. First of all, love is giving. God gave his Son. But love is much more than just giving. It is giving regardless of whether it is deserved or not. The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We didn't earn or deserve God's love. And the third thing is that love is giving without requiring anything in return. God gave his Son for all of mankind. None of us deserved it, and since he gave his love to all of mankind, he took a big chance. What if all of mankind will not accept his Son? What if there would be those who would not respond back to him? Has everyone accepted Christ? No. But that didn't stop God from giving his Son. So love is giving, regardless of whether it's deserved or not, and expecting nothing in return. That is how God, who is love, initiated his love to us in sending his Son to die for our sins so that we could have eternal life. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to check back to see if I posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time I do post something new. And there's no charge. It's free to subscribe to this blog. If you do, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.